He is a three-time winner of the JP Metris Trophy as the most outstanding down lineman in U Sports. He also won Rookie of the Year. He's the only player in U Sports football history to have won four major individual awards. And he is a draft pick of the Edmonton Eskimos. D lineman Matthew Betts joins us. Matthew, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you, Jason?
I'm doing excellent. I guess let's talk about, you joined the Bears. You were there for preseason and all the OTAs and different things like that. So I'm assuming then that, you're in game shape. You could play right away.
Yeah, correct. It's obviously a different situation for me coming in towards the end of the season in Edmonton, but I'm just out of training camp for preseason games, as you said, with Chicago. So I'm fired up for the season, for the remaining of the season in the playoffs, and I can't wait to get on the field with the boys.
You, coming from Canada, of course, play a yard off the ball. Then you go down to the States, and you're playing right up against, there's no yard off the ball. How big of an adjustment was that for you?
Well, it wasn't too bad. I think it actually helps out as a defensive end not to have the yard in front of you. So it actually helped out, but it won't be too bad coming up here in the CFL. We've been playing from three-down football my 4 years at Laval University. So it will be back a little bit of a transition to come back to it. Obviously get used to the pro level, to the CFL level. But I'm not too worried that I'll be able to make a quick transition.
Now, you come in, and of course, the Eskimos are on a bye week this week. I know the coaches are working, so a lot of the players are resting. Some have gone home for the week. Are you just going to be looking at film, working with the coaches this week? What's your plan?
Well, exactly. It's one of the good things for me to come up here is obviously for me to get away with the playbook, kind of learn how the things go up here, try to get a quick catch-up of our next opponents, and just get used to the city. So obviously it'll be helpful for me to be here on the bye week.
We see, Mr. Boateng for the Edmonton Eskimos. He came right out of U Sports, and he's jumped right in and made an impact. Are you looking to do the same? I know you mentioned it's a little bit different. You kind of come in two-thirds of the way through the season, but are you confident that given the opportunity you can be an impact player right away?
Well, to be honest, I don't want to put any pressure on myself. Just walking in, as you said, there are some pretty good players on that D-line, as of Kwaku. So I just want to blend in, try to learn from the guys, from the coaches, and try to help the team win. That's where I can.
In the conversations with Brock Sutherland and the coaching staff, it's tough, as you mentioned, maybe to get in a starter, but the D-line, there's a lot of rotation going on, right? Guys are getting in, a different amount of snap counts and such. So is that kind of your expectation? Obviously, you know the ratio, and, you can be a ratio changer in the CFL. That's a big advantage.
Yes, like you said, I would like, obviously, to get in the rotation, to get on the field as soon as possible. I think the coaching staff has a good plan for me, so I'm not too worried that they won't throw me in there too early if I'm not ready to do so. But when the time comes and they feel that I'm ready to go and I'm ready to help out on defense, I'm sure I'll have a couple of snaps, and hopefully I'll make the most out of it.
Now, Matthew, a lot of players who get cut, they bounce around on different practice rosters, and they want to keep going. Why was it important for you to come back and get playing right away?
Well, like you said, I've still explored a couple of options on other practice squads. Some teams had some interest, but not right away, so I really didn't want to waste my 2019 season. I wanted to play this year, so obviously the Eskimos were a really good option for me. I'm glad and I'm thrilled to be in the city with this organization. I'm excited to play in the CFL. It's always been a dream of mine and one of the objectives I set for myself when I started playing college football, so it was on my short list to be able to play in the CFL, whatever happened, so I can check that off now. So I'm excited for it to get going, and I can't wait till the next win against the Tigers.
Defensive lineman for the Edmonton Eskimos, Matthew Betts, joins us. He was the third overall pick this past spring in the CFL draft by the Green and Gold. Cameron Wake, funny enough, just got his 100th sack in the NFL. That guy was a reigning defensive player of the year in the CFL, and it's funny, he got 100 sacks, and he didn't even start in the NFL. He was older than Clowney is right now, and I think sometimes people forget that. When you look at where you want, having seen the preseason of the NFL, are you a player that feels, you'll want to give it another shot down the road? Did you feel you were that close?
Well, I think I had a good progression throughout training camp, throughout the four preseason games that I've played with Chicago. As of right now, my head and my feet are all in with the Eskimos. I'm going to be all in until the end of my contract here to be able to have the team win and regular season games, playoff games. When the time comes, in a couple of years, I'll look at my options. If the NFL is still an option, I'll obviously take a look at it. But to me, it's not the main objective right now. It's just to be where my feet are, to focus on day one of next week, to be able to help the team win as much as possible with the game plans, and just try to get rolling with the team.
When you look at your abilities, Matthew, do you feel you're best suited to play rush end in the CFL? Like, you're not like, I'm sure you could play nose tackle, but you're more of a rush end guy.
I feel that I would be more comfortable playing on the edge. That's what I've been doing mostly throughout my college career. Obviously, I've been playing the last couple of months as outside linebacker with Chicago, which was new to me. I think it will fit better, not in my ability, but something I'm just more comfortable doing since I've been doing it more often.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure the Eskimos have a pretty good plan to where they're going to put me. And I don't have all the details exactly of where I'll be playing, either it's on defense, on special teams, or whatever happens with that. But I'm comfortable with the coaching staff, with Coach Moss, that they will put me in a position where I'll have success and I'll be able to help the team.
Now, you mentioned that you're more comfortable playing rush end, but what did you learn about your abilities as a player when you're playing linebacker that's going to help you when you line up at rush end again?
To be honest, I think it was just a new situation for me, a new position, which was, until a certain extent, not as comfortable as I was used to play as a defensive end. So I think it just prepares me to whatever challenge is up my way to at the professional level, either at the CFL or after I'm done with football in my professional life. So I think I just learned a lot. I grew. It just showed me that I can be versatile, so that's when I talk about defense, can talk about special teams, whatever I'll be asked to do on the field. I feel that I will be able to improve and to be able to do so.
Well, Matthew, congratulations on signing your first CFL contract. Enjoy the bye week, and best of luck in your first CFL game on Ricky Ray night next Friday.
Well, thank you, Jason. You have a good night.